BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A group of university students are being treated for injuries after their bus collided with a car in Umbilo in the south of Durban. It's understood the two vehicles crashed on Rick Turner Road just before the Lena Ahrens Road a short while ago. LS Paramedics says they arrived on the scene to find over 20 students from a local university with various injuries. Spokesperson Gareth Jemison.
The roadway still remains closed whilst the eThekwini Fire Department and Metro Police investigate and clear up the scene. This should be closed for another 30 minutes to 1 hour from now. At this stage, the events leading up to the crash are unknown. However, SAPS will be investigating further.
MTN is being investigated by the US over its activities in Iran and Afghanistan. The mobile operator says it was aware of a US Department of Justice grand jury investigation. It says that it's cooperating with the DOG and voluntarily responding to requests for information. The telecoms company added in its statement that it's also facing a court case in the U.S. from U.S. veterans wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as relatives of soldiers killed in action. They're accusing MTN of supporting anti-American militias in Iraq and Afghanistan through its participation in Iranian mobile phone carrier Iran Cell. MTN denies any wrongdoing and says it will seek to have the claims dismissed. The High Court in Gauteng has heard that Nosiviwe Mapisa Nqakula may approach the public prosecution's boss to get the charges against her scrapped. The former National Assembly Speaker appeared briefly in court today, where her lawyer indicated that they may file representations with Shamila Batoi's office pending the outcome of a consultation process. She faces 12 counts of corruption and money laundering in connection with allegations she accepted bribes during her time as defense minister. Spokesperson for the Independent Directorate Against Corruption, Henry Mamutame, says the matter has been postponed to November to give Mapisa Nqakula time to consult with her legal team on the docket that the state has handed over to them.
The state and the defense attorney have also agreed that this date would be provisionally used for pre-trial should the defense not decide to make any further applications pending the outcome of their consultation. She remains out on 50,000 rands bail.
There's been another cash-in-transit robbery in KZN today. This time they held up a security guard that was moving money at Lager Shopping Centre in the Pietermaritzburg CBD. Colin David of Emergency Services Group, MI7, says no one was hurt.
It was not on a cash-in-transit vehicle, but more or less on an officer from the cash-in-transit vehicle who was loading money into an ATM and was accosted by four unknown armed suspects. Did disarm the officer and stole the firearm and also took an undisclosed amount of cash and fled in a vehicle that is unknown at the moment.
The top story: a group of university students have been injured after their bus collided with a car in Umbilo in the south of Durban. Find more news at ecr.co.za.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas getting ready for their ODI series starting tomorrow against Australia. The Springboks are licking their wounds as Siya Kolisi, Peter Steph Du Toit, Kurtley Arendse and Edwill Fanamatova are all ruled out of this weekend's clash with the Wallabies. And more players have been confirmed for both Team USA and Team Europe heading into the Ryder Cup.